From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the papacy and world politics, how John Paul II remade the worldly role of the Pope. First, the lead to Vatican City, where pilgrims from across the world have come to pay tribute to the man who led the Catholic Church for more than a quarter of a century before his death this weekend. Sancti Petri et Pauli. That's the hymn, Invocation to the Saints. It was sung as the Pope's body was moved in procession from his private residence into St. Peter's Basilica. With us now from Vatican City is NPR's Peter Kenyon. Peter, can you describe this procession for us?
Well, this was the moment, Alex, the public has been waiting for since the Pope's death on Saturday, the movement of the body from the Apostolic Palace to the giant basilica, where the public can now wait in an enormous line for a brief glimpse of his remains. And actually, they just had a glimpse of the body. The crowd broke into warm applause as the procession emerged for a few minutes onto the edge of St. Peter's Square. Before going back inside. Not by accident, this procession looked as if it might have come from an earlier age. You had the cardinals in their red and white robes, followed by the black-suited and white-gloved sediari. These are the men who carried the Pope's chair on other occasions, now carrying his body on a platform out onto the edge of the square, and people crowded against the police barricades, straining for a glimpse. Clearly, they're willing to wait as long as necessary to be part of this farewell to the Pope. And now we're into the 3 days of public viewing, at least 3 days, and a huge line has been forming for hours already.
I've read that they're expecting perhaps as many as 2 million visitors into Rome in the course of this week. It must be quite something just dealing with the crowds and all the arrangements.
Oh, it really is amazing. I mean, it's impossible to say for certain how many will show up. Official estimates range, even on the high end, 2 to 4 million. Certainly be in the hundreds of thousands, could be many more. The security is growing hour by hour tighter. It's much more difficult to move around the city, around the Vatican City area. And according to the official statements through Italian media, more than 6,400 police will be on hand and other security officers. There's medical clinics, 30 extra trains a day. They've even canceled some soccer games, which is a big deal in Italy, in order to prepare two stadiums in case they're needed as temporary quarters for the faithful. So yes, it's a big change, and it's really changing by the hour.
These cardinals did meet today. They announced the day of the Pope's funeral. They've decided on Friday. What else were they discussing, and what other decisions have they come to?
Well, the initial decisions were the funeral time, 10 o'clock local time on Friday morning. And the other real significant news of the day was that the spokesman, Joaquin Navarro-Valls, said this pontiff will almost surely be buried in the grotto of St. Peter's, where his predecessors are interred. There had been some speculation that Poles would want their most famous native son buried there, but apparently there was no letter to that effect among the Pope's effects. So he will be here in St. Peter.
The cardinals are meeting again tomorrow. What's on their agenda then?
Well, they're charged now with going over more logistical issues relating to this period of mourning, the funeral preparations, and some other more arcane matters. It's only after the funeral and after everyone gets here, all of the cardinals, that the secret of conclave will meet. And then we will have another period of anywhere from 1, 2, 3, 4 days while they try and debate and elect a new pope.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Vatican City. Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome, Alex.